This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Geeks, and welcome to the Social Geek Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today, it's part two in a series of shows recorded live at IFA 2024. We've got Mark Jamieson of Propelled Brands, Rocco Fiorentino of Benetrends, and Rob Price from School of Rock. We're finding out what these franchise thought leaders want to tell the world about franchising. All right, today's episode is brought to you by Answer Connect, Northeast Color, and the panel is next after a word from our newest sponsor, Hughes. Cybersecurity is the biggest risk to your business. Cybercriminals can steal your data, steal your money, and even impact your ability to stay open. Protect your business with Hughes Managed Cybersecurity. The Hughes suite of cybersecurity services protects, detects, and responds to cyber threats so you can focus on running your business. Reach out to find out how Hughes can become your cybersecurity partner. Visit hughes.com/franchise. We're back in Franchise City at the IFA 2024 Franchise Voice Podcast. Welcoming back to the show, Mark Jamieson. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Jack, how are you?
You've got a cheering section out there screaming for you.
I hope they're not coming for me and they're just screaming for me.
So tell everybody what you're up to these days. You've got a lot of brands and a couple of titles and all of that stuff. So what are you focused on?
Well, you know, I've been with Propelled Brands now for 14 years.
Wow.
I started when it was just Fast Signs.
Right.
And today my role has evolved. It's evolved much over the years. And today I am the Chief Development Officer for our four brands. And those four brands are Fast Signs, with about 775 locations, Nerds to Go, which is an emerging IT brand of about 40, My Salon Suite, which we acquired in the summer of 21, has about 300 locations and another 300 sold and unopened. And we just acquired Camp Bow Wow out of Westminster, Colorado. I've been a longtime customer with my puppies, and I love that brand. And they have about 225 locations and excited about growing. And I just got back from their headquarters. And my dog, Callie, came with us on that trip to their corporate office.
Oh, that's terrific. So what was Callie's take on the corporate headquarters?
Well, she was pretty impressed. So all the offices have gates. Many people bring their dogs, so I have pictures of her in some meetings sleeping,
like some of our executives. Right.
And I have pictures of her leading the meeting. If you get up and leave, she takes your chair.
Nice.
But the team was great, and they really welcomed her, and it was an awesome week, and it's a brand we are so excited about.
Yeah,
to have in the portfolio.
I was excited to read that too. That's, you know, so many platform brands are really focused on one type of business and they don't really deviate. But I love the idea of a real diverse bunch of brands together. And maybe there's some good crossover there. Maybe you're going to work with all different types of business owners. I also love how diverse your numbers are. You know, you've got Fast Signs, the
powerhouse,
the big kahuna, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got a couple of emerging brands, and then you've got one sort of in the middle. So, you know, you really have a very interesting portfolio. And what's next? I would assume growth is going to be via acquisition and new franchisees, and are you doing a lot of multi-unit? Are you doing a lot of multi-brand? What's your focus?
Yeah, I mean, it's as diverse as our portfolio. So, yes, we're going to do more acquisitions. And we're looking every day. We're looking for other brands that we think are a good fit. Probably more sizable. You know, Nerds was emerging and was an interesting acquisition for us. We're thrilled by it, but we'd probably be looking at more sizable, like Camp Bow Wow. Lots of new growth on the franchise development side, or I won't be here next year. So we're very
None of
focused,
us will be,
right? We're yeah. very focused on growing new locations. And we now actually have an interesting strategy of acquisition for our franchisees. We launched that for Salon Suite last year, and we actually go out into the market, find independents, acquire them, and then convert them to carry the My Salon Suite brand.
Nice.
We've done that for Fast Signs for probably 10 or 12 years, and we'll probably take a look at that in the dog space as well. So
awesome.
That's just another way for us to grow for our franchisees and company doors.
Excellent. So a couple of broad questions about the franchise space right now. The theme of this year's show is Franchise Smarter, and I love that. I love that tagline. What does that mean to you?
Well, I hope what it means is that we as franchisors in many ways are selecting the right people, bringing the right people in and explaining to them that while franchising is a great way to be in business for yourself but not by yourself, but that you still have to work at it.
Yeah.
Our most successful franchisees, I think, are the hardest working, they're engaged, they're following the systems, and we're providing them world-class support.
Excellent. Last question. If there's one thing about franchising that you wish everyone in the world understood correctly, what would that be?
You know, we all pride ourselves so much in this business in making sure that the franchisees truly understand that they're independent and they're local, but they have this network. And I think so often people see the name on the door and they don't assume that that's owned by an individual.
Yeah.
And that affects us in everything from government regulation to how you support those businesses. And I wish somehow, and I know IFA has done a great job in trying to communicate that message, but these are local businesses. These are people's personal investments, their lives. And as a franchise development executive, I never forget that this is their money.
Yeah.
And I want them to make more and to create wealth.
Right.
And for some people, you've got to say this isn't the right fit for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's the part that this is local is the part that's important.
I love that local end too, because there are a lot of types of enterprises that might hire locally, but at the end of the day, their profits are going back to London or New York or China or somewhere else.
Right.
They're not staying in any town.
Yeah, and somehow that message isn't always there. We want the consistency of one sign on the door, but we also want people to know that it's owned by a local family that's building their own enterprise.
I love that. Well, thank you for changing so many lives for those families, and we appreciate everything you do. And we will see you very soon again at another franchise event.
Thank you, Jack, for everything you do to educate.
Back in a moment after this word from Northeast Color. Northeast Color produces branded interior decor and custom signage solutions for the franchise industry, with a special focus on value engineering. They work with franchisors to re-engineer their existing signage packages to lower costs on materials, shipping, and installation, all while maintaining the integrity of their client's brand. In short, Northeast Color literally makes things better. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. We're back in Franchise City at the BizCom Associates booth with Rocco Fiorentino from Benetrends. What's up, Rocco?
Hey, Jack. Everything's good. Show is fabulous.
Yeah, it's really, I can't believe how many people are even in the exhibit hall in Franchise City in the middle of the day. It's usually not this busy at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with me today. We've got a couple of questions that I've been asking some of the leaders in franchising. First one is, you've got a lot of people who follow you and you've led over the years. For the people who are just getting into franchising now, maybe as a franchisor, maybe even as a franchisee, what advice are you giving those people that might be a little different than what we were saying 5, 10, 20 years ago? What advice are you giving some of the newcomers that you're talking to here?
Yeah, I mean, Jack, it's a great question. Actually, yesterday we did the new member, first-time attendee orientation, and I was a sponsor, so I opened the show, talked to them a little bit. And I remember 25 years ago when it was my first time, and it was a lot smaller. So now it's sometimes overwhelming for a first-timer. But again, we're all just people here, and it's a very tight-knit industry, so I always suggest to them that they meet everyone, they shake hands, they give out business cards, or you know, take shots of their badges, and don't be afraid to call on them. All of us are very generous with our time as long as no one abuses our time. And I share with them all the time that all of us are much smarter than one of us, and none of us are going to live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves. So reach out and ask. I'm humbled to share my mistakes with anyone if they're willing to listen.
You said that at the First Timers get together yesterday. I was one of the ambassadors at one of your tables, and I love that line. You know, that's just, it's so perfect about sharing your mistakes.
Yeah,
right?
And don't be afraid of that. It's okay. If you don't make mistakes, you're not trying hard enough. And we're all entrepreneurs, right? You know what that means, Jack? That means we get up every day and we go from one obstacle to the next very enthusiastically, because I know there's going to be a bunch every day. So you got to get through them. If not, you turn around, you stop dead, you're dead in your tracks.
Yep. I love that. So my second and final question today is, there's a lot of misconceptions still about franchising out. What's the one thing about franchising that you wish everybody in the world could understand?
I would say this. Franchising is a fabulous opportunity for entrepreneurs. The old saying, right, you can be in business for yourself, but not necessarily by yourself, because you're with a proven system. Proven system means that they've experienced, they've made mistakes, they've cut their teeth, they know how to get it done. They also have the leverage and the buying power to do it right, to get the best prices, to have the best marketing, to really give you the best opportunity to succeed. Sometimes people don't want to follow a system. They want to be a leader, not a follower. Probably not a good idea for them to be in franchising. But by and large, most people would love to be in business for themselves with a proven system. And franchising is exactly where you go for that.
Love that answer. Rocco, thank you so much for joining me today, and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
How can you unlock millions in annual revenue? Don't miss out on 30% of your phone calls. At Answer Connect, they've got the solution for franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and brokers. If you can't answer your calls, Answer Connect can. Reclaim your revenue today. If you think this would help, call my good friend Karen Booz at 888-822-2034. That's 888-822-2034. Back in Franchise City at the BizCom Associates booth, right in the heart of Franchise City, talking now with Rob Price. He's the president of School of Rock. You've got another title that has just come up, yes?
I was just named Chief Customer Officer of Youth Enrichment Brands, and I'm very, very proud to take on that broader responsibility as part of our new platform we're part of. It's exciting.
That's really exciting. Platforms just seem to be popping up everywhere. It's not just for home services anymore, especially for anything family-oriented. It seems like it's a natural fit with you and some of the other brands that are part of the platform, right?
I think that generally that's really true. I think in youth enrichment, there's an enormous amount of cross-marketing opportunity. There's an enormous amount of shared service opportunity and of course, best practice sharing. But I would say that it's all contingent on the strength of the brands that are within the platform. It's not just the idea of slapping things together and hoping that they're all going to gel naturally. It starts with the idea of extraordinarily strong brands, and then the marketing ideas really take hold from there.
Anything new and exciting that you want to share that's happening with School of Rock?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a bunch of exciting things, you know, over the last year. There was a whole other side of our business related to the growth of the core manifests itself. And, you know, this year we're going to be opening about 48 schools worldwide. Last year, we very tail end of the year, we signed 4 new master franchise agreements, which will bring our country count from 15 to 19. Which is incredibly exciting, very reaffirming that our concept is highly universal and transportable. And then we're also starting to build additional mechanisms for our students to stay retained in our brand. You know, we've launched songwriting instruction, and the next product that's going to be rolled out to our schools is recording and production. And some of our more tenured students are really excited about that extension to the learning they've already done as performers.
So that really feels like we're going from just performing into more, I guess it's a career direction, especially when we get into recording and engineering and all of that sort of thing. So this isn't just a kids program. This is something that's really extending maybe beyond a certain age. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, today we have a meaningful number of adult students. It's a particularly strong part of our business in South America. And while I do think recording and production might have more of a pre-professional bent to it for our high school age students, I would also say it's just incredibly strong as an opportunity for pedagogy and for creative development, intellectual development. So it's not just kind of a migration into pre-professional. It's really just building on related adjacent categories of learning that our students have been clamoring for.
And I don't know what age the students, the musicians that we saw last night were at the reception here at the IFA, but man, they rocked. They brought
they
the house down.
They
were
they
awesome.
Crushed it. You know, those students, I think, were 13 to 18 years old. They always look older on stage, elevated up on stage, jamming like that than they are. But I was so proud of them. And amazingly, a number of them were actually really under the weather.
Oh,
but
really?
They brought it.
We would not have known that.
And that wouldn't have happened without our incredible local franchisee who owns three schools in the market. And it's always amazing. We can go almost anywhere and count that we're going to have a great jam band available to us.
That's great. Well, I love the fact that they were 13 to 18, and they were playing a lot of songs from when I was 13 to 18.
I know.
And they were just killing everything from AC/DC to Nirvana. So
pretty nostalgic. Yeah. It made me feel cool again. How about you, Jack?
Absolutely. I love that kids that age are playing the songs I grew up on. So,
indeed.
You know, so, but you know, we just grew up in the right time. So, so a few other questions I have for you about franchising overall. We're here in Franchise City at IFA 2024. What is it about franchising that you wish everybody on the planet understood? Or maybe something that there's a misconception about it, and you would like to clarify that if you could. Anything come to mind?
It's a great question. I've thought a lot about this in the context of what's being discussed at IFA pretty extensively this week, which is responsible franchising. And my view is that we need to be clearer that what we are as an industry is our ways to defriction the entrepreneurial opportunity. Most personally launched entrepreneurial ventures fail. And while the hit rate in franchising is not 100%, I'm really proud of the various franchisors and all of our partners for being a matchmaker, a clearinghouse between people's passions and their financial ambitions, and taking the friction out of that to give them a shot. Some may still fail, but our success rate versus independent operations, independent entrepreneurship, is outstanding. And I think as a society, we should be really proud that so much innovation emanates and wealth building emanates from franchising. It's a really, really favorable contribution to the economic conditions in which we operate, all the countries in which we operate.
Very well stated. Rob Price of School of Rock, thank you so much for joining us here in Franchise City.
It's so great to see you, Jack. Be well.
Thanks again to all of today's guests, Mark Jamieson, Rocco Fiorentino, and Rob Price. And thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.